As you can see, if you're watching on YouTube, we are in a whole new location.
It's different. We're trying something new.
It's so weird, isn't it?
You were meant to be coming to me, but you had car issues.
Again. What's new? Yeah, so Shan's come to me and we're sat in the salon.
I love this. This is like a studio. Like, we need to get just a big sign that says
neon sign.
It flashes. This is brilliant. I'm having a great time.
Yeah. No, it is quite cosy.
It's lovely, isn't it? It's like the perfect space.
Yeah, I thought it'd be too cramped, but it's not too bad.
It's quite nice to be sat up on a chair rather than slumped in my sofa feeling like we're just having a little sleepover.
Yeah, because I get like, when we're recording at yours, after like the second episode, I'm like, oh my God, my hips are going to fall off.
Yeah, I just get like, this is where I normally sit on an evening.
I know.
When I've got my Pepsi Max Cherry and I'm watching like Theme Park Worldwide on YouTube. That's all I do. I watch Theme Park.
I never knew this about you, that you were obsessed with theme parks.
I love it. But I don't have many people that enjoy going to theme parks with me. Oliver doesn't really. He likes roller coasters. My friends come with me.
Yeah.
Forced. Yeah. They wouldn't choose to. Like I said to them the other day, I was like, guys, I've decided I want to go to Blackpool Pleasure Beach because I went to Alton Towers way too many times last year. I should have got one passes, you know, annual pass, just to go as many times as I want, because I went quite a few times last year. It just got boring though after a while. Same thing.
And Alton Towers has gone downhill a little bit.
They've got rid of the, you know, the thing that moves you from one side of the park to the other, the like...
Monorail.
That's not in the whole of 2025. So you've got to... I mean, I know that sounds really lazy, but you've got to walk and it's far. I get blisters.
That is ridiculous.
I know, yeah. So if you want to go on different rides, you've got to walk one side of the park to the other.
That's crazy.
Out of...
So is that why you wanted to go to Disneyland? Because you wanted to go... It was just because it was a theme park.
I also really like Disneyland, but... They've got Epic Universe now in, I think it's Florida or something. I really want to go there. I was saying to Oliver the other day. I want to
Come and save up.
Yeah. I was like, I want to go. And he's like, let's go when we've got kids. I'm like, I'm a child. It's fine. Yes.
I'm a child at heart.
Yeah. But yeah, I just love theme parks and days out like that.
See, I do. I'm a bit of a scaredy cat. I'm definitely not an adrenaline junkie.
So do you not like horror films?
No.
Or see, my perfect day, take me to watch an horror film and then to the theme park and I'm happy. But then when it comes to Halloween, I will not go in haunted houses, you know, with live actors. I won't even go in those little ones at Blackpool.
The
little tiny ones that have got just like no in them, and I'm terrified of them. So
yeah, no. We went to London when I was like, I think I was about 15, so I wasn't young.
No.
We went to, my mum did that thing where she bought, you know, you could do like three things in London for like the price of two or something.
Yes.
So she did that, and one of them was the London Dungeons.
Oh.
And we went in, like all of us, and it wasn't even like that scary. It was just like dark, and there was like obviously the live actors and stuff.
Yeah.
And I turned around to my mum and was like, can we go?
I need to get out.
She was like, are you sure? I was like, yeah, I really don't like it. So we went out. Me and my mum went out. The others went in the rest of it.
Yeah.
And she was like, do you know what? I'm glad that you said we should leave because I didn't want to go in either.
Really? So your mum were like, get in.
Yeah.
God live.
I don't know whether she was just saying that to make me feel better.
Yeah, yeah.
Or whether she was telling
exactly
the truth.
The same. Yeah. We went to like that York me. Dungeon and... It were a bit, a bit scary, but Oliver were getting picked on for everything. He said before we went in, if they have to pick someone from the crowd, it's going to be me. And I'm not joking, because obviously we're different actors in every room. Every single room we went into, they chose Oliver. And it was like, he said it's because I'm tall.
Yeah.
I meet their eye line and they think it's funny. And by the end of it, the guy in the last room was like, yo, what is your name? And one of the strangers next to us went, Oliver. Because they chose him that many times. And Oliver was like, right, what do you want me to do now? And we were just fed up by the end. He was like, what am I doing? And everyone was just looking at him like, why are they picking you? And he said, it's because I'm so tall.
Oh,
I said, you need
God.
To shrink next time.
To like
make yourself small.
The opposite of high heels.
Yeah, I avoid eye contact just because I'm like ADHD anyway, so I'm always like, they won't pick me because they can't even look at me to choose me. I'm invisible.
Honestly.
Oh, dear.
Right, we've been babbling for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So
today's episode.
Yeah, there's a few things we want to talk about before we actually dive into the episode.
Yeah.
So firstly, We wanted to encourage you all to subscribe on YouTube.
Please do.
Because it really does help us. We do get like questions from people asking like how they can support us extra. And honestly, just subscribing on YouTube, following on Apple and Spotify.
Yeah.
All of those things really help boost the podcast. Leaving comments and reviews, all of
sharing
that sort of stuff.
Sharing with your family and friends.
Yeah,
send it to your grandma. Send it to
your
uncle.
Put her to sleep. That's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Just tell them to do it download. You don't have to actually listen.
Put it on mute.
Yeah.
But yeah, all of those things really help boost the podcast. And then to go along with that, for how you can support us, we have a very exciting announcement. We are going to be launching a Patreon subscription.
Ah!
I was so excited. Do you want to tell everybody a little bit more about it, Shan?
Yeah, so it's basically... it's basically extra content.
Yes.
So you're going to get access to these podcasts. Is it like a few days? We're doing it a few days earlier. We're like, a few days early access to the podcast so you can have a little listen before everybody else does. You can also we're doing little extra episodes, cheeky little extra content there, so you get access to a lot more content earlier. What else is there, Liv? Go on.
There will be a right now it'll be a monthly live with either me and Shan or just one of us. It depends how our schedules align. We would like to make that more of a regular thing at some point. Hopefully build it up to once a week, but just time wise right now it'll be monthly. And basically that live, well, it won't be a live, it'll be like a Zoom call.
Yeah.
So you guys can, if you're subscribed to the Patreon, you'll obviously get the link and you can join the call and you can join us and you can ask any questions.
Yeah.
We'll have like a little bit of a chat about the topics of the episodes we've had that month. And yeah.
It's like a little community, isn't it?
Yeah.
A little group chat going.
Yeah.
Like, it's just going to be... We want to have a little community because we already see a lot of you, the same people commenting and liking, and we do see, we recognise the names, don't we? And we want to create a little community where me and Liv have been on TikTok Live before and we've mentioned it. Everyone has seemed, like, so up for it, so supportive. And we just want this really positive community in the nail world that I think is definitely needed right now, and especially for people of any ages... any gender, come along, join us. Join us. Join us.
Join us. We are the god.
We are.
Yeah, so it will be roughly £10 a month. We haven't, this is just like us, we're figuring it out.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, nothing is dead set in stone right now. It will develop and evolve and change as we see fit and what we think that you guys need or want. But for right now, it will be an extra episode every week, a group chat that me and Shan will be active on most of the time. Ask questions, want support, chat away to each other, to us.
Tell us about your pets, anything.
Anything. It doesn't just have to be nail related. It's just for you to connect with other people. And then the Zoom call, which will be hopefully once a month, hopefully once every 2 weeks, depends. There was something else that we were going to include as well.
There was the early access. I do have a little notes on my phone of what it is. There's so much going on in mine and Liv's heads with because people are like, let's do this, or can you do this, and it's like, oh, we really want to include everything.
I know.
So we've got extra episode every week, we've got lives, we've got a group chat, we've got early access to episodes, answer a question, so we're gonna do
the extra episode will be answering a listener's question. So like, you guys will submit a question, like if you're, it can either be like you were a part of the Patreon or you're not, it doesn't really matter, but we'll be answering like, you know, a specific question, whether it's you want support with something, whether you have like, you know, any type of question you have. It doesn't even have to be specifically nail related. It can be related to being self-employed or whatever it is.
And I think it's just a bit different that how we're doing it, because, you know, you see a lot of, not even just in the nail world, like any area of social media, people always are like, you know, oh, we're building this community, but because me and Liv, I'd say we're smaller creators, but because we're smaller, it can be more interactive, it can be more personal, and we are definitely growing it as we're going. Like, this is so new to me and Liv, but we're listening to what you guys are wanting and hopefully going to put that into place and definitely create this really new but what's needed thing.
Yes.
Kind of. And then there was also blog post once a month.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah, we'll be doing a blog post once a month, and that will be basically like some type of step-by-step guide on something.
Yeah.
It will most likely be related to one of the episodes that month.
Yeah.
So, for instance, like, last week we did an episode about policies and boundaries.
Yeah.
So, this is just an example. It's not going to actually be that, but just as an example.
Yeah.
Like, that episode will sort of be turned into a blog post that is sort of, like, a full in-depth guide on, like,
yes,
what policies you need and what boundaries you need and
why,
yeah,
and
why
our own experiences. And I think it's good as well, because once an episode's come out, like, since the policies and boundaries, I know we've had a few messages on, like, the Nail Tech Natter saying, you said this, so how would you implement da da da.
Yeah,
this is why we're doing this, because in the group chat, once you guys have listened to the episode earlier than everybody else, you can ask all the questions, and me and Liv obviously are both in there monitoring, and you'll have other people answering questions, and you can make friends, and it's just nice. And we want to do it before all these events come, like Niche and Maisie's Nail Tech Soiree and Nail Orders Sunday Service,
because, and Honers,
and Honers, because we want you all to be able to make friends. So yeah, it's just like a nice little community.
Yes, I know that Sorry. Took us a little while to
get
out
that.
but we just wanted to make sure that we were talking about it enough, because we really do, you know. Even though it is a paid subscription and it's something that you'll pay for monthly, we want to keep the cost as low as possible, because it's not, the money that me and Shan are getting from it is purely just for keeping this going.
Yeah.
It's not like a,
we're going to go to Bahamas next weekend. Like, God, I wish.
No, we're not going to be making hundreds and thousands of pounds.
We wanted it to be like, what, two coffees? That's the price of two coffees a month, or your lunch, because, you know, inflation. So
that's
probably the price of your lunch. Like, we didn't want to make it too expensive, but enough for us to be able to still keep this going and it be, you know, we still need to, it's our time, and at the minute we get nothing for it, so it's just something to help you guys as well. So yeah,
so that's another way that you can support the podcast. It will be launched, so we didn't even say what it was called.
See, you guys,
all over the
we're
place
just doing it as we go on.
We really are. So it's called More Natters, and it will, like we said, be available on Patreon. It's really easy to join and subscribe, and it will be available on the 30th of this month.
Woo-hoo!
Next Wednesday, which is really soon.
Yeah, it's really soon.
Oh, yikes.
Anyway, should we get into the episode then? Do you feel like we've said everything about that?
I think we have.
To, yeah, basically, YouTube guys, go subscribe, it's free, and then the Patreon slay. We round it up. There we go.
Let's dive in.
Yeah. So today's episode is all about the pressures of social media.
It is.
All about it.
Yeah, so we want, I mean, me and you have both had a little bit of a break.
I know, yeah, not to like start the podcast on a bit of a downer, but we are very honest, open, we're not going to sugarcoat it. Don't get me wrong, me and Liv are aware, we are not in any way influencers. We know that. Like, it's not like, oh my God, social media, poor us.
No.
We know that, but we've just been having a bit of a rubbish time at the minute, haven't we? A bit of a crappy time with it, both of us. Like, not really posting. How long have you not posted for?
I think it's been over 3 weeks.
That's long. That's the longest I've ever known you to go.
Oh, I've never had a break from posting before. Mm. This is the first ever break that I've had from social media. And even though, I don't know how I feel about it.
I was going to say, I think that, maybe start with why. Why did you feel like, what got you to the point where you felt like you needed a break?
I don't know if there was necessarily like a moment where I was like, right, I don't want to post for however long, because I'm just going with like how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
It was just more like I'd sort of almost stalled. Like, I didn't know what content I wanted to make. Mm. So I didn't know like what direction I should go in.
Yeah.
So then I was sort of like, I just stopped recording content, and then obviously that led to like not posting anything.
Yeah.
And I just haven't wanted to set the camera up and record again.
Yeah.
And there's obviously a reason for that. There's like a deeper reason, maybe. But I don't really know what it is.
Because it's not just as simple as setting the camera up, pressing record, because it just sounds so easy to just be, oh, just be smiley for a minute. But you can so tell. Like, you can tell the difference. I've watched videos back before that I've deleted where I've just been like, you can so tell I do not want to film that video. And then it's forced, and then that's when it gets to the point where it's like, you're doing it for the wrong reason. Like, you're not, you shouldn't have to force yourself to do it. It should just come
naturally.
Naturally a little bit. I mean, there are some days where you do have to be a bit more like, come on, otherwise I won't, I vote up. But so you were talking about how you're feeling now after having a bit of a break. How are you looking at it?
I feel like my mind is like fresher. Like, I'm still on social media. Like, I'm still like consuming the content. I'm just not posting myself, but I just feel like not having that, you know, all of those comments to reply to, and not having to think about numbers, because as much as I don't like to look at the numbers, I do, like everyone does.
Yeah, everyone does. Of course you do. Yeah.
You notice whether a video does well or not.
Exactly.
It's just been like really nice to like not have that in my head. Like, it's just like gone.
And just have the thought out of your head completely.
And I think that that's why I've not felt the need to come back, because it's actually just been so refreshing.
And it's like, how do you then say, I'm going to go back on this day?
I know,
because you don't know if you're going to be mentally ready for it.
No.
I think with me and you, we're very similar in the way of, it's all or nothing.
Yeah.
Almost. And I think, you know, when we're on TikTok, or like if we speak to the nail techs and they're so wanting to get on social media and so wanting to do it all, and it's like, and once you start doing it and once you've got it, you realise how consistent it is, because it's not even the fact of, oh, you know what, I want to take a week off TikTok or I want to take a week off Instagram, because TikTok and Instagram notice that you need to be consistent, and if you're not consistent, that's when your views drop, and then it's like, well, there's no point me even doing this. So for me, it was very much, and I mean, I don't know if you agree, but for me it was so much, and then it was boom.
Yeah.
Instantly hit a wall, and I was like, I need a break.
Yeah.
And then when you have a break, I think you realise how much you're in that. Like, how much you were in the mindset of, I need to be on social media constantly.
I think what it is like, we, obviously we work for ourselves, we're self-employed.
Yeah.
Which is hard in and of itself. Mm. Like, just being self-employed and having all of the different things that you have to think about on a daily basis is hard enough as it is. And then you add in the fact that you're posting on social media.
Yeah.
It's just like a whole, it's people are content creators for a job.
Yeah.
Like, that is their sole job. And I'm not saying that like it's necessarily like hard, but there are elements to it that are very like mentally taxing.
Yeah.
And it isn't, like, the physical side of the job is not hard. Like, it's so easy. Like,
if anything, that's the bit where it's like, oh my God, I get to sit with a client for an hour and not look at my phone and just chat to a human rather than a human on a screen.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's where I've noticed I'm enjoying that side of my job more than I'm enjoying being on social media at the minute. Whereas you would think the social media, like you say, is easy. Or you can sit on Surfer and do whatever, and it ain't like that.
No.
You've got to be so consistent.
Yeah.
Like, I had a client who came to me the other day, and she texted me off an unknown number to let me know she was here. And I was like, who this? I don't know who you are. But then at the bottom, she said who it was, and she was like, because I'm having a break, I've deleted my Instagram. And she came in, and I was like, so you're off the grid, hun? And she was like, literally the best thing I've ever done.
Oh,
and I said
God.
To her, I'd do that in a heartbeat, but I can't, because being self-employed, and especially in beauty, if you don't have an Instagram, you've got no way of getting clients,
I
and
know.
You've got no way of advertising your work, and you'd end up, unless all your clients stayed with you, but when you know, once
I know that's got I think it, it's that constant battle, isn't it? Like, I only want to create content as long as I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
And I think that that's why I stopped, is just because I started like falling out of love with what I was creating.
Mm.
And I think that people could maybe like see that, because my engagement had dropped. Mm. Like, they maybe could tell that I didn't have that passionate. Yeah, yeah.
I remember you saying, I don't really know what to put. You were having like a content crisis, if you will. And then you were saying as well, and I think people are noticing it because my views are dropping. So then I think that solidified to you.
Yes.
Well, yeah, I'm right then, because everyone else is seeing the same things. No one's wanting to watch my stuff, so almost what's the point kind of thing, which is so valid, and I understand why you feel like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's just, it can get just overwhelming. Like, and that's just how it felt, I think.
I described it to Oliver as, I just said to him, it's getting too loud at the minute. Yeah. It's getting really loud. And as much as we appreciate absolutely everything, and it's so hard, isn't it? Because it's like, oh, poor you, you've got loads of comments to reply to. Oh, poor you, da 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 da. But
it sounds so pathetic.
It does, but I think it's little things that get to you.
Yeah.
At each little bit. Like, for me, it was, I was struggling with what to film a little bit, like you, like kind of knowing, but like how many reviews can you do on the same sort of stuff? Like, once I've done my reviews on all my stuff, it's like, what, do I just start again? And just keep going around. Like, what am I doing?
In a circle.
Yeah, literally. And I don't like promoting or doing TikTok shop loads, because I don't want my TikTok to turn into a selling thing where I'm like, give me loads of money from this selling thing. It's like, okay, so don't overdo it with that. And then I'm like, okay, gotta make sure I look nice on the videos.
Yeah.
Because that's another thing where I've been like, I've started wearing makeup less. And in, my instant thing was, people are gonna watch these videos and think she's going downhill.
No!
That's my, how I think of it. And then I think the podcast stuff, like, we've got our own social media.
I know.
And then obviously we're both together doing the podcast stuff, but that's a whole other social media you gotta keep on top of.
Yep.
And then obviously we had, I had a bit of a wobble, shall we say, from the podcast stuff. And then I said to you, didn't I? It just makes me not want to be on social media. It makes me want to be like, you know what? Let me just be a little nail tech in my little room on my own. I don't want to do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But you almost come out of that and you think, God, I'm being a little bit dramatic.
Yeah.
But it can. It can just get a lot. And we had someone message, didn't we, say, almost like she was listening to the podcast and it was nice for her to have her phone on the side listening to our podcast while she was cleaning up her area after doing nails, rather than having to record. And she said, like, you should do an episode that's about, does everything have to be content? And that's kind of what inspired this.
Yeah,
I should really get her name up to give her a shout out, because it was totally,
is
like
it like Lotus?
I think so. But she said that and I instantly just was like, yeah,
I know. Yeah,
that's so true. Does everything have to be content? Because then you've got the pressure of that.
I think that that's what I've been enjoying about like having a little bit of a break.
Yeah,
is like I'm finding that I'm more present with my clients.
Yeah,
because I'm not thinking about like putting my phone up, and because a lot of, sorry, excuse me, pardon me.
You go, girl.
Your content is more like front, like you're facing the camera talking, whereas a lot of my content is filmed with my clients and I'm filming their nails. And that takes a little bit more time in the appointment and obviously takes my attention away sometimes.
Yes.
So I think it's just been nice to like, just my phone isn't imposing, it's just there and I can just actually like get the nails done and do a really nice job of them and not think about anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really, it's been nice to sort of remove that out of my mind, like that constant like, oh, I need to set my camera up and film this, or I need to set my camera up and film this.
Because your brain isn't fully with your client, is it?
Exactly.
Obviously doing the nails it is, I don't mean in that way, but
no, yeah,
your attention span isn't just, wow, I can sit and enjoy my client today. It's, I can sit and enjoy, but is the angle right? And is this, and you're constantly looking almost to the left, aren't you, of or wherever your camera is. So it's like you can't be fully there, whereas I can, because I don't do as much that. So yeah, it's probably like a bit more, would you say, like, mentally draining for you in that way?
I don't know. Like, I feel like I got into a really good routine with, like, with that. Like, you know, I have, like, a good angle that my phone just sits at, that it's not too, like, it's not too imposing.
Mm.
But it's, I suppose, like, the other parts of it, like, the thinking about what content to create from what I filmed and the, like, you know, if I'm doing a day in the life, I need to set the camera up there and record myself cleaning.
Yeah.
I need to, like, you know, do I do it like a voiceover? Do I do it as, like, a talking to the camera video? Do you know, like, there's all of these, like, thoughts that just, like, are constantly going around in your head of, like, what to film, how to film it, like, what can I get from this? Like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, like, it's a, was a constant, like, whir in my brain, like, all of the time. And I've just, like, it's just gone. Like, and I think that that's maybe why I've had a break, is because it naturally maybe just went. Do you know, like, I just stopped thinking about it.
Yeah. And I think it's that, like, everything you've just said there is probably what everybody else's brain goes through, is camera angle. Does it look clean enough? Does it, all these questions you've got. And it's almost like you've got to try and ignore all those questions in your head and just do it.
Yeah.
But doing it then when you feel like crap because you've got all these questions in your head, it's like it's a constant trying to catch up. And I have so many people, probably in my workshops, that's one of the main things people work on. People really? Don't really ask about their builder gel application. When people come to me, one of the main things every single person has asked about the social media side really? Of it. And that's what made me realise so many people want to do it. They either don't know how to do it, they're overwhelmed by doing it, they don't, because social media is so difficult now. Yeah. So difficult. It's not just post a picture, put loads of hashtags, nope. Done. It's so much more than that. And it's really overwhelming to get to grips with. And if someone is just like wanting to be a nail tech and wanting to do a little bit of social media on the side, it then gets to the point where you're like, it starts off fun,
yeah,
but then you start thinking into it because you're like, it becomes addicting.
Yeah.
Like, people say all these other things are addictions. I think your phone and social media is an addiction. And I think I have that.
I think I
wish there
well.
Was like an iPhone patch you could wear or no, something. Yeah. Like, honestly. But I think that's another reason why you almost need a break, is because you learn to put your phone down.
I know. Yeah.
Like, I was throwing mine to the other side of the sofa, and the amount of times I was going to reach for it, and I was like, whoa, this is so bad.
I know, like, to the point where, like, you'll go upstairs for a wee and you'll take your phone with you.
Yeah.
It's like, why?
Why do I need my phone?
Yeah.
Or I'm trying to carry so much stuff, and I'm like, put your phone down. You don't need to carry your phone right now. Like, put it down, leave it alone.
You don't need
fine.
It,
yeah.
I think I've enjoyed that, definitely.
Yeah, having a break from your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that, like, a lot of people, because I see it all the time, of when you can tell when someone's just got into social media on TikTok, because it's video.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because I've seen a few of it on people that I follow at the minute that they've been so consistent.
Yeah.
And I see them all the time. And then for about a couple of weeks, they disappear. Yeah. And you know when you'll think, oh, wait, where's that person gone? And then they come back and it's a video about how they're either changing the way they're filming, or they're changing the, you know, their routine, or they talk about how they've been really overwhelmed with it. And I'm like, it literally is happening to everybody.
It
because
does.
We're all chasing the same thing, but it's literally, it's like the Hunger Games of who's actually going to, you know, get to what everybody's wanting to, because it's, you just feel like you're constantly fighting it.
Yeah. Let's talk about then, like, because I feel like that leads on really well to sort of talking about how, I suppose, like, the negative sides of taking a break. Like, do you feel like, because you how long has it been since you've posted? It's not been that long, has it?
No, to be fair, yeah, maybe if that.
Yeah.
I've been more, the content's been there, I haven't been making it.
Right, yeah.
So
yeah,
I had my drafts, I always make sure I have like 12 drafts, so if I ever want a week off, I've got a day of posting, yeah.
So you've sort of had like maybe like a 2 week break
from
actually
filming
recording,
and,
yeah.
And editing, yeah.
Yeah. So how do you feel like in the break that you've had, negatively, do you feel any negatives from that? Do you feel like there's a pressure to come back, or there's like a pressure to like be consistent, because like you were talking about being like consistency and needing to be consistent for the algorithm?
Yeah.
Do you feel that pressure when you take a break? Do you feel like, oh my god, like my numbers are gonna go down, or like when I come back it's not gonna do
well? I think like even when you're taking a break, in the back of your mind you know you're taking a break, and you know eventually you're gonna have to come back and be as consistent, you know, eventually you're gonna have to like actually be really present. And I think that you'd never actually fully take a break, because in the back of your mind you're still thinking about the fact that you're taking a break.
Hello.
And you're like, okay, this is a break, but it's only for this amount of time, and it's only for, and it's like me and Oliver were having a conversation, and I said to him, my life is nails. And that's another negative thing, is while I've been off, as much as I love it and I really, really, really do, and I probably won't stop it, but as much as I love it, it is my entire life. And I think that's the negative side I've had from having a break, is realising, holy shit, we swear on this podcast, don't we?
Yeah, of course we do.
I almost felt like I was going to get told off then. I was like, gosh, I said the S word.
Do you swear in front of your clients?
Depends which client it is. It's so different. Like,
same.
Sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, and other times I'm like, fucking hell. So it just depends who's sat in my chair, to be honest. But I think that I was quite, I don't know if it upsets the right word, or disappointed in myself, I don't know, of how much nails has become my literal life. Mm. Like, it's everything. It's the first thing I think of. It's the last thing I think of. It's, I talk to my hairdresser about it when I go for my hair appointment. Like, I talk to my eyebrow girl about it. Like, it's constant. And I think other people around you probably notice it, but you don't notice it as much. So I suppose that's a negative thing to actually answer your question, is that I was almost a little bit upset with myself that I'd let it get to this point, but now I'm also like, how the hell do I get out of that point, and how the hell do I make it better without just going? Because to me, it's a cycle. Mm-hmm. Like, you've had a really long break, and I know that when you come back, you're going to be either good for a while until it maybe happens a little bit again, or you're going to put things in place to be like, no, I'm going to do X, Y, Z. Whereas with me, it's, I am all in. I'm like, this is great. I'm absolutely fine. Then all of a sudden, it's bush, and I'm like, whoa, I need to come away for ages. Yeah. So I'm trying to put things in place and thinking of ways that I can stop it from happening, but for me it's almost like it's a cycle. So when I'm having this break, I get annoyed at myself because I'm like, you let it happen again. And you said
I know what you mean. Like, you beat yourself up about it.
Yeah, what are your negatives from it?
I think, like, the negatives are, like, I know that I spoke about how, like, the sort of the noise has gone out of my head, like, thinking about content and stuff. But I think, like, on the other hand, like, it hasn't at the same time, because I'm thinking, like, when am I going to come back? Like, okay, should I come back on Monday? Should I do it on Wednesday? Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, I need to film this because I need to come back to social media. And I think, like, I've been sort of, like, battling with, like, that thought in my head. It's almost like the angel and the devil, isn't it?
Yes.
Freaking hairs.
it's a Ralphie.
It's like there's a voice in my head telling me that it's fine, like, you're okay, it's just social media, it doesn't fucking matter, because it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But then there's, like, another part of me that's like, but if you don't come back this week, then this is going to happen. If you don't come back this week, this is going to happen. Because I've also got the pressures, like, a negative for me is, like, the guilt that I feel with my brand ambassadorships. I know that that is, like, that's, whatever I put into it is what I get from it. But that's another pressure, like, that is another part of my income that this month is a hell of a lot lower than it has been the past couple of months when my social media was doing really
from
well.
From my perspective, to me that doesn't matter. Like, I would say to you as your friend, oh, it's fine, you can have one bad month, but I know how it feels to you, and almost you feel that guilt, not only for yourself, for the brand ambassadorships, but, like, as well, you know, say we've both been off social media, so, like, we might not be replying to our comments as much. In the back of my mind, I'm like, those people are commenting on your stuff and you're not replying to them, and you know those comments are there that you have to get back to.
I know.
So that's another negative of it, is that you feel that guilt. But it's so funny you mention about the brand ambassadorships, because do you think that almost puts more pressure on it, so then you're a bit more like, oh, like, do you think the brand ambassadorships are kind of what's making you feel?
I think, like, so I just want to say, because I'm a brand ambassador for Nobovi and Polished by Lauren, neither Sadie or Lauren expect anything from me.
No, you've said that to me
ever.
Before, yeah.
It's purely, like, whatever you put into it is what you get out of it.
Yes.
And that is so true. Like, on the months that I have been really consistent on social media, I've made a good amount from that. And I don't think, it's not like the pressure of feeling like I need to create the content to appease anybody, like Lauren or Sadie or myself.
Yeah, because, like, they wouldn't care. They'd be like,
no, yeah, they don't
care.
They've both in fact messaged me and checked in with me to make sure that I'm okay.
Oh, that's lovely.
And been like, it's not because you're not posting about my products, it's just because I'm checking in on you. So I don't feel that pressure. It's more of, like, the money. Like, it's, you know, like, taking that hit of the money side of things it makes a difference.
Yeah.
It does make an impact on, like, my income. And I think that maybe I didn't realise, not that income is relied upon at all.
No.
Like, it's extra income.
Bit of extra money in
your
pocket.
Yeah, it's just a bit of extra money in your pocket. But I think maybe I didn't realise how connected it was, like, how much it related to how much content I was posting.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
Like, I almost, like, thought, oh, it just ticks over. It's like, yeah. It's not actually because of what I'm doing. It's just people just using my code, like, because they know who I am.
That is exactly yeah. what I said to Oliver with the nail order. When I had a nail order code last year, I saw what money I made from that. And I was like, that's not because of me. That's just because someone's gone to make an order and been like, oh, what's a 10% off code right now? Oh, I'll use that one. Yeah. And Oliver was like, but that is money you've brought in. Yeah. And it's like, no, it's not. But then that kind of links into the imposter syndrome, because I know we're going to cover that a little bit in this, which that is probably, you're like, that's not me. Yeah. That's not from me. That's just because someone wanted to buy something anyway. Yeah. I totally get that. Yeah. I totally get
that. It's like, no, I haven't influenced anybody.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I see sometimes my TikTok shop and I'm like, oh, no, that's not me. Like, Sadie, I did a review of her sanding bands on TikTok shop, and then she sent me that. 2 packs of the sanding bands. Aww. I know, to say thank you.
She's such an angel.
And I was like, but she got no sales from that. Why she sent me that? Like, I didn't do anything. And I felt so, I almost guilty.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. When I saw that, I messaged her and I was like, oh my God. And I was like nearly crying. I was like, slay. Because it's literally my new favourite things in the entire world.
They're so good.
But almost felt guilty. I know, yeah. Did I say on the video, no. I was like, never did.
You did not.
I put up a match favourites, and I actually put you on the screen at Nervally Nails.
Oh,
and
did
I put
you?
My podcast co-star, you know, to try and get some traffic over there. So I don't like talking about it.
I don't know
about you, but that's another thing. I don't want people to think that we're just constantly trying to sell stuff. So that's another thing where I'm like, don't mention the podcast too much.
I know.
Don't mention your workshops too much. Don't mention it. And Oliver's like, you should be shouting it from the rooftops. And I'm like, listen, bro. You don't get it.
You're not on social media.
But it was another thing where that was kind of like imposter syndrome of, no, me talking about a few sanding bands has not helped in any way. So I felt almost guilty then.
Yeah.
Why?
I know.
Honestly, it's the most bizarre feeling ever.
I think it's because, like, it doesn't register in your mind, like, that, like I said before, like, it doesn't, you don't think the numbers relate to real people, like, because because if you thought about it like that, you'd be like, no, I'm all right.
Yeah, it's like when my clients come in and they go, oh, how's the podcast going? And I'm like, oh God, people listen.
Yeah.
People listen. No, I'm like, I'm like, no, it's just something that I do and no one listens to it.
Exactly.
It's fine. But then people do and you're like, oh my God. Oh
no.
God. And it's scary.
It is scary.
So do you suffer from imposter syndrome a little bit then?
Yes. I think, like, it's definitely gotten better. I don't think I think about it quite as much anymore
as you used to.
Yeah. But I think that is because I've sort of have been teaching myself to let go of the numbers.
Yeah.
Which is a hard thing to do, like, you know, to take a step back and not think about the numbers.
Because I remember when I brought up your following, I think the first time I'd ever, like, seen you, and the first thing you said is, oh no, that's just from one video ages ago, so that's only from that. But I don't think you realise those people followed you because they wanted to see your content from that video, but then they're still here and but you were like, no, it's just from that one video. Half of them probably don't even see it. And I was like, this girl's already, like, saying, no, that's not real, that following is not real. But like
surely you can relate to, like, the fact that how do you think about the numbers as people? Like, you can't.
No. Like, but I don't, though. Like, or I try not to. Have you seen Instagram brought out a new thing where it shows you on your grid how many views every single... Yeah, turn that off. Because I was like... I was like, what is this? No. I was like, no, I cannot see this. I cannot be looking at that, because I try not to focus on the numbers. I don't really look, apart from, for some reason, when I hit 4K on Instagram recently.
I know, really, well done you.
Yeah, but that's the first time. I even said on my story, I don't know why this feels like a good one. But I said to Oliver, it feels real now. And he's like, but why didn't it feel real at 3,999? I'm like, it didn't, all right. It just didn't feel real. And it still doesn't feel real, but you almost just, I don't know, you just don't believe it's happening to you in the slightest. No. I said to Ollie, when me last year, if I would look at everything that's come in now, oh my God, last year me would literally, if she was sat here now, she'd be like, what are you moaning for?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Me here right now is like, but it's not enough. I'm not there yet. It's not good enough. And we were saying, don't we? You're constantly moving the goalpost because you just don't feel like you deserve or what you've got is actually like real.
I know.
Like with me speaking at the nail order thing, I was like,
I know.
Yeah, but they're only asking me because, you know, they feel like they have to. And Oliver's like, no, they don't. They wouldn't ask you if they didn't want you there. I'm like, they don't want me there. Like, you know, you tell yourself the most ridiculous stuff because you just can't admit, like, oh, this is really good, it's happening, and I can be happy about it.
It's when, like, Hona asked me to be on the panel.
Yeah.
Like, because I did a similar thing to what you're doing with nail order.
Yeah.
And I was like, nope. I was like, nah, they sent that email to the wrong person. Yeah. There's no way.
Yeah,
I remember. I was actually in London when they sent me that email.
Oh,
I was
really?
I think I was with, me and Harvey were on holiday in London. And I remember reading the email and I was like, Harvey? And he was like, what? And I was like,
they've sent it to the wrong person.
Hona have asked me to be on the panel and he was like, have they? I was like, yeah. And he was like, that's so good. And I was like,
yeah, that was me though. I was here when I got the message about nail order. Yeah. I was literally sat here and I was like, whoa, when you were like,
I know,
that's amazing. I was like, yeah, we'll get to it later. I was just like, oh god.
She literally went, oh.
Yeah. And I was just like,
you had the exact same reaction as I did.
And then except when I got home and told Oliver and he was like, Shan, that's amazing. Yeah. I was like, stop talking about it now.
I know.
Stop talking about it now.
Don't mention it.
Yeah.
I know, because we've sort of, I know that I'm talking about it right now, but Shan said to me, she was like, we're not going to talk about it until I get closer to the time. I was like, do you know what? That is absolutely fine.
Yeah. Loads she's of like, clients ignoring have, it. Like, congratulated me on it. And
that's so nice.
Yeah, I know. And I said, I was just like to them, you know what I think it might be?
What?
I struggle to compliment myself.
Oh, you struggle to take a compliment.
That's so cute.
She can't take a compliment to save her fucking life.
No, I can't even have a hug.
No.
My sister yesterday, I saw her and I had a lovely day with her. And I hugged her husband because it was his birthday. So I was like, happy birthday. And then my sister looked at me and she went, I'm not going to hug you because you don't like hugs anyway. And I was like, people know now. People know. People and I was like, but that's true. But then I'm like, is
people
that because
she's an
it's
ice
a...
queen.
Yeah. But is that because it's, again, like taking a compliment? It's something nice. And I'm like...
Yeah.
I'm good. Like,
it's something you really struggle with.
Yeah, I really struggle with it because I don't ever want people to think I'm being big-headed or that you know, I'm like, I don't know what it is.
I know what you mean.
I don't even know how to describe it. I'm just like, no, I don't like people telling, like if my client's like, Shan, that I had a client the other day and she was just amazed at her nails and she just kept being like, oh my God, you are amazing. And I was just sat there like,
aww.
I'm glad you like them.
I know,
you know, I was just like, I don't
like
know
that.
How to take it, but that might be with content as well because isn't it weird though? You believe all the negative comments, but you don't believe like the positive ones.
I know. Why is that? Actually, should we talk a little bit about the drama we've
I
been
think
in?
We should. Yeah. 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 I'm not bothered about talking about it. I know. It's like, hey.
So we got ourselves. In a little bit of, you know, drama. It wasn't any... It really wasn't major.
No, it wasn't.
But
no.
Basically, we post the clips on TikTok and Instagram of the podcast to, you know, tease it or promote it, whatever.
Little clips, yeah.
Yeah, and one of the clips was us talking about how makeup artists charge more for weddings.
Mm-hmm.
And it got a little bit of backlash because, well, our opinion was that you shouldn't charge more.
Yeah.
And I think, like, now we know we were wrong in a certain way.
Yeah, we had a conversation about it, didn't we? Because the thing is with this podcast is, me and Liv have both said, we are, like we said at the beginning of this, we are learning as we go.
Yeah.
We're just two girls who are friends who thought this might help people. And the whole thing about this podcast is, like, women empowerment, helping people, all these things. And me and Liv are so new to this, and I think it was almost a... I was speaking from my perspective from years ago, which then I didn't realise would be portrayed how it was.
And well, also, sorry, I know...
No, go for it, it's fine.
We're talking about, like, a 45-second clip that was out of an hour and 10-minute long podcast
episode. Yeah, and so many other episodes. And I said to you, didn't I, like, people can have their opinions. This is what this podcast is for.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this podcast and you don't agree with everything we're saying, that's absolutely fine. It's open to a conversation.
Of course it is.
Like, when it got a bit of backlash, at first it didn't get that many viewers, and we were just like, oh, people aren't really taking it the way that we were hoping. But we were both like, you said to me, it's okay. People are allowed their opinions, even if they don't agree with us. It's not hate, it's just people have their own opinions.
Yes.
And obviously, I take things to heart a lot more than Liv does, because
She's a sensitive.
I am, I'm a bit sensitive.
The thing is, I'm sensitive as well, but when it comes to social media, I'm not.
Yeah, you're it's not. Weird. Whereas that's the first time I've ever had someone...
The first time you've ever gotten some backlash.
And I said to you, well, it's not that they're disagreeing with my opinion. They're more than happy to. And we were also like, we want to be educated as well. It's opening a conversation for makeup artists to have that space to say, hang on a minute, this is why we charge what we charge. We had a girl who stitched the video who explained why the costs were what they were. And it's like, we are kind of glad that that got to be shown. However, I said to Liv, I don't like the fact that it looks like it's from me bringing other women down or wanting to be mean about somebody, because it wasn't that. It was just my opinion from my own personal thing. Way back when, wedding makeup wasn't what it is now.
Yeah.
It was when wedding makeup was literally the same as going out makeup. It was a cut crease. You used the James Charles palette. You used Maybelline Superstay on everybody. Yeah. Like, I remember what makeup was trending. It wasn't... If you use Dior and all these things, not when I were doing it, or at least not the people around my area.
Yeah.
So it was a personal opinion that then, from a 45-second clip, was then made to look like I was hating on all these makeup artists that charge extra because they stay for the ceremony, or, you know, they're getting up at whatever time, or doing more bridesmaids, or whatever.
I think, like, so, the, I think we were... The whole conversation was basically surrounding, like, weddings costing more, like, when they shouldn't.
Yeah.
That was what the whole conversation was about. And the whole makeup artist side of things was such, like, a small... chunk of the conversation, like, it was literally just like
the 45
seconds. That was literally that's all we spoke about, and we were sort of, I suppose, relating it to us as nail techs and saying that we don't charge more for wedding nails, and it was probably the wrong comparison to make, because obviously makeup artists, which I didn't even know myself, have a very, like, big part in the day. I didn't know that was a thing.
To me,
I was comparing it to, like, you're just getting your makeup done.
See, whereas that's the kind of makeup artist I was. I had some people come to me. I went to a venue. I didn't get there any earlier. It was like, I got there, did the makeup, setting spray, went home. There was no touch-ups, there was no staying, there was no getting extra content, there was nothing. So for me, it was...
That's the angle we were coming at,
Whereas... makeup artists now in 2025, it is, people are literally just makeup artists for weddings because it's such a career. Like, they stay, they do all the extra things which requires to be paid more. But I think we then, linking back to what we were actually talking about it for, we said to each other, it was almost like making us then not want to be on social media as much, because every time I went on, I was like, is somebody else gonna not understand?
It makes you so anxious.
I was very anxious for a good couple of days.
Because I think that it got to about 34k views, and Shan was like, oh, I think I'm gonna take it down. And I was like, I said to you, you can do whatever you feel comfortable like, I don't care, like, it's just social media. But I also said that I do think that it looks worse if you take it down, because it's almost like
admitting from
defeat.
It.
Like, when there's nothing to hide. Like, we didn't, like, what we said wasn't wrong.
No.
Like, it was an opinion,
but
it was
trying
maybe
to get that across, wasn't it? Because I said to you, if I could reply to every single comment explaining, but it'd be a massive paragraph. And it was just like, I understand now why, if a video goes viral, that obviously not viral, that wasn't viral, but an example, if a video goes viral on TikTok and the people are getting so many comments, I understand how it can be blown so out of proportion. Because with that, I even said to you, didn't I, I was like, it's the fact that they don't understand, but I can't reply to everybody explaining that. I can only do what I can do by replying to one person saying, you know what, I still agree with what I said. Whereas back when I was a makeup artist, that was why I did that, and I don't believe I should have charged more. I'm however makeup artists to this day, we learn and we were educated. But that's a good thing about this podcast, is we are opening up a conversation, and me and Liv also are very aware not everyone's going to agree with our opinions. Yeah. We're not sat here like, oh God, first little bit of backlash. We understand not everybody's going to agree with our opinions.
No. I don't necessarily agree with what a lot of the makeup artists were saying anyway. So. No, yeah.
So it's just like, you're learning as you're going, but at the same time, like when you said I wanted to take it down, I did, and then when I listen to your voice note of you replying to me, and I also thought, it's summer, I actually need to get used to.
Yeah.
Like, it's summer I need to get used to, because, you know, with me having opinions on different things, I could get a comment disagreeing with me at any point. So what, do I just run away and take down every video that gets a negative thing? So I think everything happens for a reason, and it needed it. And like, now no one's, it's gone now. We've had another video that's done really well, and that's been the main focus. So.
And I think, like, it does, like, that side of things adds, when you experience, like, your first sort of, like, backlash or hate, whatever you want to call it, it adds, like, another, almost like another element to think about, because then you're so, like, hyper-focused and hyper-aware of, like, everything that you're saying and how it's coming across and how you're portrayed, that it then, it makes it really unenjoyable. Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, it's like you said, everyone has a different opinion, and we're not hurting anybody. What we said didn't hurt anybody. It didn't, weren't speaking badly about one specific person. Like, it was literally just like a fleeting conversation and an opinion that maybe was outdated.
But because that was negative, I was focusing on that.
Yeah.
So much reading. And I was actually, it's so weird because I was looking for the hate.
Yeah.
I was going on, and you even said to me, don't look at the video. I was doing it every 5 minutes. In between each client, I was looking to see if there was a new comment, and I was searching for someone to make me feel like shit about myself.
Yeah.
Whereas I could have just gotten with my day, but I didn't. And I have all these videos of people with such lovely comments, and I have messages of people saying thank you and all this stuff. And all these people that have said thank you for this podcast, love this podcast, have a community supporting this podcast, and I'm listening to the one little video that has done, and ignoring all this goodness, and I'm focusing on this little bit of negative, and that's what social media is, and that's why you need a thick skin if you're doing it, because you could get one bad hate comment of your application's rubbish, and then you think, it's...
Speaking of... Right. Should we talk about how I had...
Oh, God! There's been a lot happening! Going on,
So we won't. I'm not saying a name because I just don't want to give her any. I don't really want to talk about it.
I was gonna say, don't talk about it for a long time. Just
no. So there's a certain somebody on social media that I'm sure a lot of people are aware of and know who she is. And she uses other nail techs' videos to then say basically that they're doing it wrong and how
to sell it.
Yeah,
to sell. Yeah, a course.
Yeah. You can move that further back if you want to. If you want to lean on the...
Gracias, thank you.
So, she used one of my videos. I knew it was coming.
Yeah.
I knew it was going to happen.
I'm waiting for mine.
Yeah, but you don't do any, like, videos of nails.
And I've blocked her on everything. Yeah. They still manage to find it, though, don't they?
So, yeah, she used one of my videos to basically... It was of, like, me applying builder gel, saying... that I've been like experimenting with techniques and I was showing like a new technique that I'd learned, and she basically was like, you should not experiment with techniques. You should have one technique and stick to it forever. Your clients don't pay for you to experiment.
The clients pay to get nice nails, and if that's what they leave with, they're happy with it.
Who the fuck gives a shit?
In my opinion. But don't you think it's weird how these things have happened at the same time as you're having a break? So it almost like solidifies, this is why I'm having a break, because it's getting a bit too much, it's getting a bit too heavy in my head. Yeah,
exactly. But yeah, it's, and honestly, I actually could not give two shits. Like,
you know, I what when I care. Looked at that, I thought, how would I react? And honestly, I was like, I probably won't give a shit. And I knew then, like, that's why I was saying to you, don't care. And I nearly said to you, if I'm not caring and I don't care, you definitely shouldn't, because I'm like 10 times more butter than you would be about it. So that's why I was like to you, let her crack on.
I know.
Let her crack on.
I had a few people like send me the video, via like message.
I'll see if anyone sees mine, don't send me it. Well, don't let me be oblivious.
That's what I think is. I think like that was just a really shitty thing to do.
Yeah,
like,
don't. Send
I know that
you
maybe
it.
It like some people were doing it out of like a nice place, like they were trying to maybe like
make me aware. There, yeah.
I don't think they were like meaning to be horrible, but no. Like. Why do you want to make me aware of something that negative that's been like said about
it's
me?
It's like let me be happy in my little world where I have no idea what's going on. Cause I've got her blocked on everything, so the only way I'd know is if one of my friends told me. And I understand they, like you say, they might tell you to be like, I want to make you aware before you see it. But then I think that just puts light on it, and it puts the, you know, you'd read that message and your heart would drop, and I'd be like, oh my god, like. But are you bothered?
No, I really like wasn't. When I saw
it's not really hating on your skill as a nail tech.
No,
it's
but
just something you said.
I'm waiting for the next video because she usually does a few, doesn't she? On one nail tech, yeah. She's found me now, so. Yeah.
But she'll move on to this. Is it? She'll move on to the next one in a week, and it'll be a next person in a week, and it's like, just let them do it.
Yeah.
Like I think this is when it needs to be. We focus more on the positive sides of the nail world.
Yes.
Like with social media, if you're listening to this podcast and you're feeling very similar to probably me and Liv at the minute, a bit like, and I think it's you go through it, it's like a wave that you've got to ride with social media, but really try and focus on the positives in the nail industry. Like listen to really good podcasts like ours and Nail Order have got a podcast, Clogasmic podcast, Honer's podcast, like follow brands like that and people like that in this industry that are being so positive, because I love and listen to majority of those podcasts we've just listened to, and those brands are really, they've spoken about it before and they're just wanting to keep everything fun and happy and funky and fresh, really. So just try and block the haters and focus on the positive people in the nail industry.
I think like if you make sure that your feed is filled with positivity and people that uplift you and make you feel a little bit lighter, then that is going to help in the long run. Mm-hmm. I know that it sounds like a really like
no, I agree.
It sort of sounds like a silly thing to do, doesn't it? Like, oh, just follow people that make you happy.
No,
but
because it's true.
It really has like an impact on like the way that you see social media.
Yes.
Like, you know, you've got to, you know, whether it's following people that look like you or you know, cause to make you feel more comfortable, like I don't know, you know what I'm trying to say,
because it's like I said to you, didn't I? I've got a TikTok profile that's for nails and all that sort of stuff, and then I've got a secret TikTok, and when I fancy a TikTok doom scroll, I know that if I go on my nail one I will end up feeling like shit after it, whereas if I go on this one that's just got books and stuff, like that's another thing you can do, is make two different accounts, make one a secret one where you only follow people that, like, I follow no nail techs on that, none, it is just books or dogs or whatever.
So we just had to have a bit of a pause, so sorry if it sounds a little bit disjointed, because I needed a wee.
She needed the loo.
But you were talking about how you have a different account.
Yes, so I do think having the different accounts is good, because then you've got the balance of, like with me saying earlier, I feel like my entire life is nails. It's like that's one thing I'm gonna do is try and get that balance a little bit more.
Yeah.
Because like I think we can talk about how you would come back from something like that. Because I do think it is good to have breaks. Like I feel like it's not a negative thing.
No.
We're not saying it's a negative thing. We're just saying that it proves you can have them.
Yeah.
It's just when you get back into it, you've got to put those things in place. Like, I've got a timer on my phone now, so at 7:45 every night, all my apps go off.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I know. How slow is that?
How do you do that?
On your settings. I'll show you after.
Show us
how to do it. And then iPhone connoisseur. And then I've got 3-hour limit on TikTok, 3-hour limit on Instagram, and then I am also going.
Does that actually work? Do you find that it actually makes you use it less?
Yeah, I'm finding it is now, yeah.
That's good.
I mean, like, you can click that 15 more minutes, and sometimes I do click that, but then it makes me more aware of, okay, no, it is getting to this time now. And then also when it's coming to editing, I'm wanting a better process for filming and editing videos, like doing it in between clients rather than just sitting and lolling about or doing whatever, like priority, because I always like, I'll do it tonight.
Yeah.
But then my evening is full of work instead of doing jigsaw.
Play.
Instead of play, yes, exactly. Have you got anything you are putting in place? Like, have you thought about coming back, and maybe are you going to do anything differently?
Oh, I don't know. I think that that's maybe why I'm not coming back, is because I don't know what I'm doing with my social media. Because I spoke to you a little bit about like TikTok and what I wanted to do with it. I didn't know whether I wanted to make my TikTok, like make my Novalee Nails one more of a personal page as well.
Yeah.
And it be nails and, you know, personal things. Mm-hmm. But then I'm battling with myself with that, because I'm like, but then that's like, the line's gone. Do you know what I mean? Like, at the moment, I have a line, and it's like,
you, Olivia, my social, can hide behind the line a little bit.
My social media doesn't encroach in my personal life.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether I want it to.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And it's like, once you have, do you feel like then you'd have to keep that up? And exactly. Then it's pressure on your personal life. Yeah. Because I was saying this to Oliver, I did a video about, I mentioned about reading, and that got quite a lot of comments, which I was really surprised at. Because I've posted little videos of Milo every now and again, where it's not about doing nails, it's just about Milo. And I said to Oliver, they do nowhere near as well as my nail stuff, which then solidified to me. People don't care about Shannon. They only want to see Nails by Shannon, what she's got to say about nails. They don't care about what I'm actually doing. And I think that's another thing where it's like, oh my God, I can be me, but I can't talk about what I'm up to, what I'm having for my tea.
I think like it's hard, isn't it? Because I almost like, I don't want the social media to encroach on my personal life, but at the same time, like having that, it's almost like maybe it would lessen the pressure.
Yeah.
Because you could have more fun with it. Like at the moment, at the moment it feels like I have to focus so heavily on being professional, and like my content has to follow like a specific structure. Like, you know, I've got to talk about nails and I've got to talk about it for this long and it, you know, so the video does well, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Whereas like I feel like maybe it would actually make it more fun if I could just make content about whatever I wanted to make it about.
Because I do think your break is very different to my kind of break, because I've always said that your videos are so structured. Like, yours are so, a lot more professional than mine.
Oh, fuck off. No, they're not.
Olivia, please. They are.
She called me Olivia.
I'm full naming
you. She's serious.
Olivia Marie. Right. Go. Sorry about that, guys.
She was just telling me all this.
But it is, you have, your voiceover is so clean. You talk about exactly what you need to talk about. The shots are so clear and crisp. So for you, I almost think it probably is a lot more the professional side. And you're like, how the hell do I go into being not as professional and being more live? Whereas I put my personality in there by chatting to the camera. Yours isn't as much. Yours is more focusing on the nail thing. Yeah. So I do think yours is a bit different in the sense of, you probably have more, I don't mean this in a bad way, but more to worry about maybe with changing it. Whereas mine's like, it's a little bit that, so I can kind of, where you've been solely on, it has to be about nails.
I know what you mean. I do think that. And I think, maybe it is adding like more pressure, because it would be so different to like what I have been doing. But I was thinking about maybe like making my TikTok like more chilled and just whatever
I want to post. I think that would be lovely.
And then my Instagram is just obviously purely nails. Mm-hmm. So then at least there's still that place that people can go, that if they just want nail content, they can have the nail content.
Yeah, but then if they want a bit of live and Novalee Nails, they can have the TikTok. Yeah. I think that's a good idea.
And I think also like loosening up on how much I post as well, because I was posting, my aim was to post a video every single day, 5 days a week, sometimes 6 days a week, and it's just too much. Like, it's unnecessary. Yeah. Like, I don't.
That's
need
so funny
to...
you said that, because my next thing I was gonna say is, I'm gonna go from posting I post every single day. I just don't post Saturdays. I don't think sometimes I might post Saturday morning, but I'm gonna go from doing it every day to every other day now.
That's good.
Because I just think that's a lot.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
It is a lot.
What, like 7 videos you need a week, all edited, all good content, all good quality. Like, I think if you went from posting every single day, because you can be consistent with that, and then TikTok can pick up on that.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna try do a day, miss a day, and it'll take that pressure off us. I don't need all these drafts. I can just post.
And then maybe you can post like personal stuff in between.
Yeah.
If you want to do a cute little book video, you can do a cute
do
little
my
book
cute
video.
Little Kindle. Yeah. Decorate my Kindle with me. Like,
I need to do one of those videos.
That'd be so cute. It's nicer from that video. I saw how many people are actually nail techs and love books.
Yeah.
So it does show that there is the niche out there. There is, yeah. So should we talk a little bit then about what we really need to find her Instagram handle who sent, you know, about does everything have to be content?
Oh, let me find it.
Because I know I can't remember like. What the logo.
I'm sure it's like Lotus.
Lives better at this stuff than me.
Lotus
She's
Beauty.
A lot better.
Something.
But yeah, so obviously we mentioned it a little bit at the beginning of the video, just about does everything have to be content? And I think this is a really important thing to just touch on quickly, because
LuLotus.nailsandbeauty.
Yeah.
LuLotus.nailsandbeauty.
Slay, what a name.
No, that's cute.
I know.
I'm guessing it's like LuLotus.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. But yeah, like in regards to does everything have to be content, I feel like I went through that for a long time. When I was cleaning up after a day, camera would be out.
Yeah.
When I was doing anything, you're constantly like, does this have to be content? Does this have to be content? And I honestly think that you've almost got to find what works for you.
Mm.
Again, that balance of, can I film this right now? Because then you feel guilty if you don't.
Yeah.
Like if you don't film it, you think, that could have just been a quick video. I'm so annoyed at myself. Why didn't I just press play? But it's little things like that where when you're not in the mood to press play, you shouldn't have to press it.
I was doing my sister's nails yesterday, and usually I would film it or we would go live.
Live, yeah.
And I was like, I'm not going to go live because I'm going to take the opportunity to like film some content because I've not filmed anything in a while.
Yeah.
And I didn't film it.
But how did you feel after
I filmed
that?
The before,
yeah.
And then I was like, I was partway through prep and I was like, oh shit, I haven't put the camera on again.
Yeah.
And then I thought, do you know what, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I
can't be bothered.
Yeah, I can't be arsed.
Yeah.
But I really struggle with, like you were talking about balance, I really struggle with that, and I don't know how to find the balance, like between like it being all consuming and I don't know, because, like, with the break that I've had from, like, posting on social media and filming and editing, I've found that I'm, like, I'm reading more and I'm watching shows that I want to watch a bit more. I'm, you know, doing the other things that I want to do.
You're living a life.
Yeah, exactly.
yeah. My reading gets affected.
Yeah.
Whenever I stop reading, it's because I'm doing social media too much. But that's so sad, though, isn't it? Because it's such a... Like, when I talked to my therapist about it, she said, your head's like a bucket, and it fills up, the stress is the water, and she said, you've got to put little holes in your bucket to drain it so it doesn't overflow, because the overflow is when I hit a wall and a spiral. And she's like, reading's a hole for you, or doing working out's a hole for you, or watching TV is a hole. And she's like, and when you're not doing any of those because you're focusing solely on that, your bucket's overflowing more. And I'm like, that's a great way to think about it. So you just need to put more holes in your bucket.
That's so cool. That's such a cool visualization.
Yeah.
I love that.
Have you ever heard the song, There's a Hole in My Bucket?
Yeah. There's a hole in my bucket, dear lies.
Oh my God. I used to annoy my sister all the time with that song. Because it's a really long song, innit? It just keeps going.
Yeah.
And I said it to her the other day and I was like, there's a hole in my bucket. She's like, oh, fucking dare. Stop singing the bucket song. And I'm like, she's got a hole in her bucket. She needs to figure out how to fix it.
Google
it.
Does everyone not know that song?
No. Oliver's like, what bucket song? I'm like, I'll sing it for you if you want.
As if he doesn't know that song.
No, not many people do.
That's crazy.
But if you don't, go Google it. But it's just, I think it's a nice way to think about it, because like I know I'm not putting enough holes in my bucket. I'm going to overflow, and then I have.
Yeah, that's a really good way to think about it.
Yeah.
I think like it's just, I just find it like it's hard to, I find it hard to set aside time to do the social media. It's more like I just do it when I feel like it. And sometimes that's when I'm sat on the sofa watching TV and I don't want to be doing it then.
Yeah.
So I think maybe like when I come back, I just need to be a bit more structured with it.
Yeah.
And like you said, maybe just do it in between clients. So
yeah, exactly.
My free time is my free time, and I can still, you know, do things like read and...
Yeah, I think... Another thing that helped me is like looking at my week ahead, rather than just thinking, right, Monday is going to be a day I do this, Tuesday is going to be a day I do this, looking at my week beforehand. Because when I was talking to Oliver about this, he said, why don't you just do it before work? And I'm like, because before work I either want to work out, or I've got to walk Milo, and I need to have my breakfast, and I need to set up the salon. do it in between clients then? No, because in between clients, I'm either messaging clients back or cleaning or tidying or trying to film content. Like, yeah. I said to him, it's like I need an extra day in the week. Because, like, from today, us filming, you're going to need to edit. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to need to do the social. And normally on a Monday,
I do social media.
So then my little OCD brain is like, oh, my God. It's too when are you going to find the time? And it's just like, even doing little bits here and there. So I'm going to start doing, like, what you said, having a bit more structure. But prioritising maybe earlier in the day rather than leaving everything to the evening.
Yeah, that makes sense. Mm. I think that'd be better. And I think, like, also realising that it doesn't matter, like, because I think, like, with doing the podcast and the socials and stuff like that, I know that, because at the moment, if you don't know, I edit all of the podcast and the clips, and then Shan takes over the social media most of the time. That's how it works.
Yeah.
And I know that, like, that must be a lot for you, but I think, like, it's important to remember that it doesn't actually matter.
Yeah, exactly. Like, the thing is,
the podcast isn't going anywhere anyway.
No one would notice if we miss a day on TikTok or if we don't put a massive caption in one of the videos. But because in our head, or in my head anyway, I've got it structured where it's like, it has to be this, 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 and this. I think that's when you also, you can, not you, I mean me, make it less fun because you're putting that pressure on yourself of do this, whereas it's literally proof in the pudding that when I started my TikTok, I just did it because I enjoyed it.
Yes.
I did it when I enjoyed it. I just edited whenever I got chance, but I didn't stop myself from going out with my friends or doing anything. And that's when my TikTok did well. Mm-hmm. And then it's like all of a sudden I've gone back to you're just overthinking it. I think that's what it is. We're all overthinking our own thing, whereas if we just went back to doing it what we enjoyed, that would probably actually work better.
That's literally what it all boils down to, is like, I think that you can relieve any sort of pressure that you feel in terms of social media if you just strip everything back and just focus on enjoying it.
Yeah.
Like, just create the videos that you enjoy creating. Don't copy other people.
No.
Don't, you know, don't look at a video that's done well that somebody else has done and think, oh, I'm going to recreate that because it's done well, because it's not going to do well. I can guarantee it.
Literally. TikTok, no.
Yeah,
they
TikTok
know.
Knows, yeah. So I think, like, if you just strip everything back and just try and focus on all of the elements that you enjoy, I think that that is always going to help social media feel more fun
at
the end of the day.
Yeah, because it's like, if you...
It's not serious.
No, yeah. If you're posting it hoping to get the same reaction that that other person's got from them posting that same video and you're copying it, it's not gonna work out, because it's not what's natural to you, so you're also not gonna stay consistent with it. Because I've posted, when I first started, I posted videos where I hated filming, but I was like, they'll probably do well because people want to see that, and they didn't do well. So then it was like, huh. So then I started doing all my own stuff, and I was like, oh, that's doing better because you're consistent, you enjoy it. So I'd say probably one of the biggest tips with social media is just do what you want to do and try not to think into it too much. Take it from some girlies that do. We think into it way too much.
I think that that's, like, everything we've covered, isn't it? Like,
I'd say so, yeah.
I think we've spoken about most things that we wanted to speak about. Yeah. I think, like, you know, if you can take anything from this, it's just to remember that social media is social media, and it doesn't actually really matter.
Yeah. It's meant to be something fun, but it's turned into something so serious. And you might get a few videos where they don't do well, but then you'll get one that does do well, and it's literally up and down. Like, you can't even call it. No. We've been doing it for how long, and I can post a video and be like, I've got no idea how well this is going to do. I ain't got a clue. No. But I do think that with social media and things, if any of you have any questions or comments, either comment it on YouTube or comment it on Instagram, and, like, in the Patreon, we'll probably do another little episode in regards to social media, but maybe going into more, like, detail, because that's what it's for, so then we can answer those questions on there. But I think we've probably covered everything, and I hope it hasn't seemed too negative.
No.
Like, we love doing this, we love it, but it's the honest side of it that we're trying to be.
I think it's just so happened that recently, I suppose, social media has been a little bit negative for both of us, and it's just maybe very fitting that we just did this episode just to show that it's not always rainbows and sunshine.
No, we're not going to sugarcoat it. We're also having a crappy time, because a lot of people probably listening or watching have.
Yeah, but also in that, we are also fine. Like, you know, we're all right. Yeah. Like, it's
but
not.
But you need that time to recharge.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Like, 100%. I just like sometimes putting my phone in the drawer.
Yeah.
reading,
yeah,
doing my jigsaw, whatever, being a little 90-year-old lady. Yes. Like, it's just nice. Even, like, sometimes texting, like, my sister will be like, are you there? And I'm like, I'm having zen time.
Yeah.
Leave me alone. My phone's in the drawer. Like,
leave me be.
Yeah, exactly.
It's on aeroplane
mode. Yeah, but that's it, though. We want to get it back to making it fun.
Yes.
And be enjoying it, and yeah, just take it from me and live. Just if you feel like you need a break, have a break, because pushing yourself is just going to eventually make you burn out longer, and you'll have longer off. So,
and nothing's going to change. Like, you'll come back and you'll still have the same followers you had, and you'll still get the same views that you got. It'll be fine.
Like, the first couple of videos you post might not do as well, but it's just getting back into that, and then you'll find your way. But yeah,
so I suppose we should move on to Nail Tech Spotlight.
Nail Tech Spotlight.
This week's Nail Tech Spotlight.
We need a jingle. We need to get a jingle.
We do.
Like,
we
Chris
should.
On Nail Orders, he's got a little thing where he has applause and stuff. He's like, oh, do this. And it's like, oh, sound effects.
So
we won't copy you guys, though. Don't worry.
No, don't worry.
We'll just do it.
So,
this you take it away. You do this week's, because I think I did the last episode's Nail Tech Spotlight.
Which one are we doing? That one. So, this week's Nail Tech Spotlight is the beautiful Nails by Pip.
Nails by Pip. There you go.
Nails by Pip. Pip is a lovely person.
Yeah.
Like, there's just no other way to describe
like,
it.
Like, just...
She's just bloody lovely.
Yeah, yeah. Her accent, her sage. Yeah. I just love everything. Yeah. The thing is, though, with Pip, and I think this is actually, you know what, a very good one to have for this episode.
Yeah.
Because, obviously, Pip's been through a little bit of a time. Well, not recently, but, like, you know...
Yeah.
She has been. And she is just the exact way you would hope. I mean, probably she has... I don't know if she's been upset about it. I can't speak for her. But she probably has felt a bit meh about it. But the way she has handled everything, and the way she does handle everything, and her outlook on stuff is so motivating and a breath of fresh air.
It really is.
Like, seeing how she talks about things, and she's just like... You know, I'm cracking on. I'm doing this. And it's like, that is what everybody needs to react like and do. And, like, she just works so hard.
She does.
And
she does.
I love her.
She works out of I think it's like a outhouse, isn't
it? Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And she lives in Wales.
Wales.
And she does beautiful nail art. And creates really uplifting content
and very real content.
She's very honest.
Yes,
like she doesn't.
Which we love.
She doesn't hold back.
No.
And every time one of Pip's videos comes up, I always watch it because I know that she's always got something to say.
Yeah.
And it's always important.
It is.
So I always listen.
Yeah, but it's nice to see almost like how you can react to something as well. Like, when I was watching her stuff and everything were like going on, I just was like, you know what, that would really get to me and it would really tear me down. But the fact that she's going through, but she's also uplifting other nail techs at the same time, it's like, bloody, you've got to be strong. Like, she seems like a very, very strong lady.
She does.
But
she definitely does. She's a mum as well.
I know.
And she's an actress.
She is.
Yeah.
I listened to her episode on Clogasmic. When she was talking a little bit about her acting, and I was like, no way, Jose.
It's so cool, isn't it?
She's an actor.
She's so cool.
I know, yeah.
I think she's really cool.
I want to be Pip.
I know, same. Can we be friends? Like, best friends.
But she's like such a supportive person as well. Like, you see her in everybody's comment sections on TikTok, and she's just a really, really uplifting person, but very talented as well. So make sure you check her out. She'll be in the description.
She will be in the description.
There.
Yeah, that is something that I've actually started doing, is every spotlight is in the description.
Oh, that's
now.
Good.
Yeah.
Always a plus.
I've been keeping up with that.
Some of one of us is doing
it's
at least.
It's so
like,
hard to remember everything.
I know, I've got a little checklist now on my phone of like what I tick off for every single thing. But definitely check out Pip. She's a really, really good creator to watch.
She is. Yeah. She's lovely. Mm-hmm. And then I suppose that rounds up the episode. We just want to mention the Patreon again.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So Patreon will be launching on April the 30th.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's going to be £10 a month. Yeah. It'll have lots of fun stuff on there, yeah. And we're so excited.
Extra content, community, yes. Besties, funny jokes from Shannon. I'll voice note it every morning. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
It's me. That was a joke. I'm
everyone
not
will just
that.
Roll their eyes
like,
every day.
Like, fucking hell, she's here fuck's again. Sake. Jesus Christ. But yeah.
No, but we're really excited about everything that's to come, and this is just the beginning.
Yeah, it's just the beginning. But please share the podcast, yes, to everybody. Pop it on your stories. We always reply to as many people as we can. We're always trying to be, yes, there and present. But yeah, please
subscribe,
follow, download everything. Thanks.
Thank you so much for watching, and we will see you next Friday.
Bye.
Bye.